Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Saturday mornings from 9 for CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer and the home of 1 hour express while you wait servicing.
Yes, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Dead Set Legends. It's good news all round, really. It's the start of the long weekend, so that is brilliant. So we hope everyone has a safe and relaxing long weekend, whatever you're doing. So safe travels. Very good news as well for everyone. One, because Andrew Jarman's on holiday, so you don't have to put up with his dribble on this Saturday morning. The other good news is that we've got Bernie. Good morning, Bernie.
Good morning, Blue. Good to be here again on a Saturday. I've had had last weekend off, so fresh to be back. Oh, what's happened? Jarz is just completely just bunkered down, is he? He's not on the rush hour. He's not on Saturdays. He's just, what, gone missing?
Well, he's on holidays, and if ever a man needed a holiday, it was Jarz. He was just a dribbling mess by the middle of last or this week, so... we're hoping that he recuperates and comes back stronger than ever, and maybe with a little bit more of a tan or a different sort of haircut or something. Just offer us something a little bit different, Jarz. We know you're listening. Now, Bernie, last night I turned over to The Bounce, as I always do. One of my favourite shows. Yes. You've got Jason Dunstall, magnificent host. Gazy, hilarious.
Yes,
and you, of course, are on. And so I always look forward to it. But I was watching the NRL. Burn.
Yes.
So
okay.
Actually, not a bad game last
night.
Exciting
game.
And then I turned it over for the last 15 minutes. So your shows are going for half an hour.
Half an hour, yes.
I turn over for the last 15 minutes, and there you are. You just smiled your way through the last 15 minutes. You did not say one word, Burn.
Mate, my pure gold last night, and I've sent you the video. The boys were in hysterics, reckons the best first 15 minutes they've ever been a part of. Harvey was on there. He's acting and reacting to what I was doing. I actually think he could be an actor when he grows up, but very, very funny show. You just missed the first half,
right?
Blue.
Okay, I'll have to go back and watch the first 15.
Watch the tape. Yeah,
right.
You've always been a bit beyond, so
that's right.
I'll let you off. I'll give you a second chance.
Hey, now, Bern, another big show, Dead Set Legends. We've got your Bernie's Beef, which is on every Tuesday on the Rush Hour.
Yes.
So look forward to that. We've got your Coin Flip League Round 12. You're going to keep that going throughout the season, even though it restarts.
Yeah, it says obviously a new fixture now, so we're going to go with a new fixture, and the teams can earn their own percentage. So it's a little bit of a twist to it, but we'll see how close we get to the actual ladder, the actual AFL ladder.
All right. Now, you've got some mail.
Got
apparently.
Some mail, mate.
You're going to give us a little teaser, or are you going to keep it up your sleeve?
No, I'll keep it up my sleeve, but it's a little bit about a player that potentially... I'll give you a little bit. Player that tried to leave last year and how he tried to leave, and also a little bit about... some crowds, potentially. A date set.
Ooh, okay, beautiful. We're going to touch on the NRL, of course. They're into their second week back. Mm. Are they going about it the right way? As I mentioned, watched the game last night. Very good game. We've got some great guests on. We've got Jay Clark on, and your mate, Tex Walker, is going to join us in the first hour. So we always look forward to hearing what Tex has to say. And there's also a lot of rallies on today around the country.
There is.
So that has started some debate about what's going on with social distancing and all that sort of stuff. So we're going to open up the lines 133353 and discuss all that as well. But let's get going, Bern. Big show.
Let's go.
CMI Toyota give you the Dead Set Legends every Saturday morning. This week, no Jarz, but we've got Bernie Vince and Greg Blewett on 104.7 Adelaide's Triple M. It's Bernie and Bluey this morning. Bernie is Bernie Vince, Bluey, Greg Blewett, of course, your Dead Set Legends, and we're doing it for CMI Toyota. And you know the team at CMI Toyota have the biggest range of pre-owned Toyota vehicles going around, so check them out if you get a chance this long weekend.
Absolutely. Now, a lot of rallies going on around our country at the moment, Bernie, today.
Yes.
One here in Adelaide, of course, starting at 12 o'clock from Victoria Square. All to do with anti-racism.
Yep.
And... interesting to see how it's all going to go, actually, because saying here in Adelaide, probably crowds of around 4,000 or 5,000 people, so see how many turn up. Melbourne, they're talking maybe 40,000 or 50,000 people.
That's a lot.
Sydney, they're saying no rallies. They haven't approved it. The government hasn't said yes go ahead and do it. So I'm sure there'll be a protest anyway. So that's going to be really interesting how that pans out. But our police chief, Grant Stevens, gave it the tick yesterday here for South Australia. We spoke about it last night, Bernie, and we got a lot of calls about, you know, large groups gathering. So it's a real test, isn't it? I mean, every state's different. You know, you're still getting new cases in Victoria, still getting new cases in New South Wales. But here in South Australia, we've had a couple of cases, but they've been travellers returning from overseas and they've been isolated straight away. But, you know, zero tests for a long time now. So, you know, does it, this rally today here in Adelaide, do you think it's going to force the government's hand in terms of AFL crowds, pubs, all that sort of thing? Because it is opening up slowly, but I'm just interested to see where this all goes.
Yeah, well, I'm a bit the same, Bluey. I just think it's a bit of a, and I'm not saying stop the rally or do the rally. Oh, I think, yes, do the rally. It's just a bit of the mixed messaging for me. So it's like you're not allowed to have anyone at the footy for the showdown next week, but you're allowed to have up to, well, we don't know how many we're going to do this either. It's going to be at least 4,000, I reckon. So it could be 5,000, 6,000. And over in Victoria, they're talking 40,000, as you said. So how do you keep social distancing through a rally like that? You can't do it. So does that mean our health, this rally is more important than our health? And I'm not talking about the issue because it's a very important issue, and not only in Australia, worldwide. But yeah, as you said, is this a little hidden test case or trial to see if it works? Because we've seen over in Victoria, the only positive case are these little clusters.
Yeah.
So this is your ultimate cluster, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because normally, well, at these clusters, the meatworks, for instance, is there's only sort of 20, 30 people working there. This is could be 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 people. So this is a big cluster. I think after this, if we see no cases after this march, I think this is a little in for crowds at football. And I think, well, if we can have 5,000, 6,000 people walking together, no cases or very little cases, I think that opens the floor to crowds at football sooner than what we could have expected before this march. So, again, not saying, you know, why the reason for the march is an issue. I'm saying let them do the march, but I think off the back of this, the AFL and the SNFL will keep in close tabs on the clusters.
133353, what do you think? We're talking double standards, hypocrisy, or as Bernie said, is there a silver lining to all of this? And 2 or 3 weeks could open up the entire state, big crowds at venues, at the footy. Have your say right now, 133353. If you're going to the march, give us a call as well.
Yes.
I want to know what your plans are and your social distancing. Are you taking your kids to the march? If you feel passionately about this, give us a call right now for Dead Set Legends on Triple M. Dead Set Legends for CMI Toyota this morning. Greg Blewett and Bernie Vince. We're about 2.5 hours away from the anti-racism rally that's happening in Victoria Square. Interesting, in Melbourne, they put out a couple of emails and rules basically saying if you are going to the rally in Melbourne, no selfies. They definitely don't want you taking selfies if you're going to go there, which I don't know if a lot of people know about, you know, in Adelaide if they're going as well.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I was just going to say 133353.
Yeah, okay, cool. We'll go, before we go to the calls, Bern, just read out a couple of texts. And if you want to text us, 0488 51047. Now, Werner from Williamstown. G'day, boys. Loving the show. I'm furious with the decision to allow a protest to go ahead. Rules are rules, so maybe the chief commissioner can scrap the rule where I'm not permitted to watch my son train at soccer. Have to sit in the car and wait. So hypocritical. Another one, it's Clinton from Morfettvale. If we can't allow local businesses, pubs, clubs, sporting clubs, movie theatres, AFL, etc., how can you justify a protest rally which has no real benefit to the state? So a couple of text messages.
Yeah.
Let's go to our calls. Let's go to Alf from Athelstan. Good morning, Alf. Your thoughts?
Yeah, good morning, boys. How are you? Yeah, exactly. My sentiments agree with them people that just rang up, well, text you about that. That's number one. But we've got our own issues here in Australia with our own Indigenous people up in the north that are getting abused by their own culture, by their own race, and we don't do nothing about it, and no one hears about it. You know, like there's probably 70-80% of the things that happen to them, and no one does anything for our own culture. You know, this is our own race, and we're doing it for overseas. Don't follow the allies. who cares about America? I don't agree with what they did, but start getting our own board on track.
Yeah, but is that why we're marching today? Is that to raise awareness about those issues you just said?
Well, no, it's not. Not about them. I don't think it is. It's all about America and what they did to that Negro. You know, like, I don't agree with what they did to him. That's disgraceful what they did.
Mm.
But it doesn't matter what race you are, you know, and bring this into society. It's caused more riots than what it's caused good.
Mm.
Yeah. All right. No, good on you, Al. Thanks for your call, mate. Let's go to Daniel. Good morning, Daniel.
Yeah, good day, guys. How you going?
Yeah, really good. What do you think, mate?
Well, in my honest opinion, like, what happened to that guy is not great, but like you just said there, it's like, we've got enough shit that happens in this country that we should focus on first rather than worrying what America does.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's the rallies around Australia are regarding racism, so we certainly have racism in our country.
Yeah, well, yeah, we absolutely have that, and we should definitely focus on that.
But what we're saying is the rallies in Australia are about Indigenous people here in Australia, because racism does exist here. And Bluey said made a good call off air just before. We've got to strike while the iron's hot, while it's in front of everyone's minds. We need to do something about it.
Yep, we've just moved on to Joe from Wollongo.
Good morning, Joe.
Morning, boys. How's it going?
Good, mate.
Hey, yeah, I'm just ringing up about the march. All I can say is my twins have got a 21st this weekend. They're saying, Dad, you know, can we bring more people? And I'm saying, no, you can't. It's the law. We're not allowed to do it. Because at the end of the day, if I go to my birthday party and bring 100 people there, the police are going to come. They're going to arrest us all. We're all going to get in trouble. We're breaking the law. Now, all these people are marching today for whatever reason. We're in the middle of a pandemic. Don't people understand that? We've been living in lockdown for the last 8 weeks. And now these idiots are going to go walk and just spread it. That's the problem here. It's not about racism. If you really care about blacks or whites or Chinese or people, stay home. That's, you know, you're going to spread this disease that's killing people. That's the problem.
Mm. All right. Jeez, good on you, Joe. Yeah. Very good call,
yeah,
too.
Thanks, Joe. We've got one more caller. Let's go to Ebony at Kapunda. Good morning, Ebony.
How you going today?
Good. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that it should go on and go forward. I think people should stand together and stand forward and be strong-headed, strong-willed, and stand for what they believe in.
Are you going to the rally?
If I could go to the rally today, I would be, but I live in Kapunda, so I can't get there.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to see how many people turn up today.
Yeah, well, bless their hearts if they're there.
All right, good on you, Ebony. There you go.
Yeah, some good calls there, Blue.
Yeah. So, people are saying a bit of a mixed bag, but my stance on this, Burn, is that I support the rally today in terms of, you know, it's different from state to state, but I feel like there's, you know, in terms of coronavirus, I think it's safe, and I think it is going to, you know, in a couple of weeks' time, if we don't get any spike in this horrible virus, then it is going to be maybe a turning point that allows more crowds in pubs and sporting events and so on. So,
and our callers were a little bit angry at the people going to the march or being allowed to go. I think they should be allowed to go, but it's more the issue. There is, and people were saying, that there certainly is racism in Australia, and we need to do something about it while the world is talking about it, I feel.
Yeah.
And if you still want to have your say, don't forget the Triple M text number, which is 0400051047. Overnight Scoreboard is next. Text on the way. Dead Set Legends with Bernie and Bluey this morning for CMI Toyota on 104.7 Triple M.
No worries, Bernard.
No need to be silly. We're on radio. We're on air. So make sure you don't say anything silly. Now, you're sliding down the Fight MND Big Freeze slide. How did you get the nod?
Well, they wanted a good-looking rooster, and they knew exactly where to come. So always for a great cause, the MND. It's amazing effort by Neil Danaher to continue to fight that battle, and what he's doing is amazing. So when I got asked, I put my hand up straight away and had to film it at the club, and it was great that Tommy Lynch brought in his kid's slip and slide, and I dressed up, which I won't tell you what I dressed up as. You'll have to wait and see. And went sliding down there, and then Sloaney tipped a bucket of cold, icy water on my head. So you'll have to tune in on, I think it's Monday, isn't it, that it's getting filmed?
Yeah, it's on Monday. Okay. Yep, it's on Monday, Tech. So I lost my beautiful mother, Shirley, to MND 6 years ago. So I follow this very closely, and it is...
sorry to hear.
No, that's all right. It's a horrible disease, but I'm just really wrapped with what everyone's doing. And for you to help out is absolutely brilliant, mate. So well done. So who came up... You don't have to tell us what the idea was or the dress-up, but who came up with it?
Oh, look, I had a couple of ideas. I've got a group text with all my Broken Hill mates back home, and as soon as I put that in there, you could understand some of the responses I would have got. But one of my mates who lives down here came up with the idea. Who's one of our good mates, Bernard, is Freo. So he came up with this idea. So anyone that doesn't like it, you can blame our mate Freo.
Now, I'm looking forward to that. And did you have the opportunity as part of this to speak to Neil Danaher? Because he used to come down to the Melbourne Football Club every year before Queen's birthday, and he's just an inspiration the way he carries himself through this disease.
No, I haven't been lucky enough to chat with him, obviously, with all the COVID rules and the restrictions. So we even had to film it at our own footy club and then send it off. So unfortunately, we weren't able to. But like I said, it's for a great cause, and you do anything you can for the great man.
No, absolutely. Tex, now back to footy. Not too far away, mate. You must be getting very excited.
Oh, the feet are starting to get itchy, Bluey. I'm looking forward to playing in the showdown to play Port Power in their 150th year. So looking forward to it. It's going to be, we might see a little bit of a different team. Obviously, Ty Stengel won't play and we might see a few changes. But yeah, looking forward to it. The boys are chomping at the bit to get out there and play against some opposition.
Now, you speak of some of the new players that might get a gig. Can you give us a little hint who's pushing for selection out of the young boys?
You'll see a bit of Fisher McCasey. Obviously, Ned's come back in great nick as well, Ned McHenry. Chase, he's going to get better. And we might see some debutants over the next probably 4 or 5 weeks, which will be nice. You just have to sit on that one, Bluey, and have a look.
All right. No, looking forward to that. Now, there's a bit of... bit of toing and froing with the prison bars. Port Adelaide will be wearing that in the showdown. But any thoughts on that going forward? Koshy's sort of pushing for them to be wearing that at every showdown in the future. Would you have a problem with that?
They're Port Power, aren't they? They're not Port Adelaide.
You're not allowed to call them that.
I'm allowed to call them whatever I want, Bernard. They're Port Power. So they've got to wear their power guernsey, don't they?
Now, you're 30. How have you felt missing that contact time? You had restricted, obviously, with your training. How's it been getting back into it now you've been back into it for a couple of weeks?
Well, a bloke like me, Bernie, I've got a high IQ. I'm a very astute student, someone who listened to my teachers all the time. So I'm referring it back to a bit of uni. So, you know, when you sign up to do a course.
A course.
And then you decide, I might go and travel for a year. It's called a gap year.
Okay.
So what I'm trying to say to the club is, let's, as an older player, surely we treat this as a bit of a gap year, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
You've got to think.
I like where you think. So you reckon you've got a few more years left than you thought?
Well, might get me a couple of years out the other end, Bernard.
Hey, and you notice that I'm here. And Andrew Jarman's not, Tex. So any messages
what a shame,
for Jarman?
What would Jars be on break for? What, he doesn't do anything.
Well, that's right. That's what I couldn't work out. He hour and a half a day, and he's saying he's burnt out. He needs a week off.
Yeah, phenomenal. he's just keeping my seat warm for another couple of years when we start our own show, Burn.
Well, that
and
could
Bluey.
Be
I'll
take Bluey.
I'll come on.
We need a cricket.
Burn Bluey and Tex. Doesn't that have a nice ring to it?
Nice.
Jeez, it does too. Two B's in the T. Now, Ed, speaking of the hubs, are Hugo and Ellie going up, or have you made those plans yet?
Nah, not at the start, mate. Well, I've got to go up and have a look at the facility, see what we've got before we'll make that call. But we'll plan on that they're going to come up, and then it all depends on how long we're up there for and whatnot. So I'll go up originally and get some sun, and hopefully the golf rules might change a little bit so we can have a hit. But we'll plan on those guys will come up maybe a little bit later in the piece.
And any special requests in the hubs? Because that's been a talking point this week. And you're very particular in your preparation.
Oh, look, we can't underestimate the ability to cook, I reckon. We've got to have good facilities to be able to cook. And I'm actually being serious now. You've got to be able to cook, I think. That's, you know what it's like when you stay at hotels and too much cheese on the lasagna. You know, that's the old saying from Neil Craig. He used to, don't blame the cheese on the lasagna when we play away and lose, boys. All that. But no, just some, you need some form of equipment to be able to be able to live adequately.
Mm. Yep. Well, thanks very much for joining us, Tex, and good luck next week in the showdown, and hopefully you can rip a few of those prison bar Guernseys off.
I'll do my best.
Tex Walker with Dead Set Legends. Jane Clark coming up soon, footy's number one newsbreaker, and there's been some good developments happening over the last 24 hours. We'll get an update on that with Dead Set Legends on the way here at Triple M. Dead Set Legends this morning are Bernie Vince and Greg Blewett for CMI Toyota, now offering a seven-day money-back guarantee on all pre-owned vehicles.
At home with the legends.
Now, Bern, like a lot of people, I've got a pet dog. Have you got a dog?
No, we don't, actually.
All right, okay. No. Well, get a dog. They're great for the kids.
We go away too much, Blue.
Oh, yeah.
Take it with me or
well, that's get a little dog and then you can, you know, just palm him or her off.
Yeah, I know. Okay, I could do that. Just throw it up over the fence.
Anyway, our dog, and let me say, firstly, I love him. Absolutely love him.
What type of dog, Blue?
He's a Bichon Frise. So he's like
That's an entree.
Exotic thing.
He's French.
Bichon Frise.
A Bichon Frise.
Oh, I've never heard of that. Why don't you just get a Kelpie or a Border Collie like a normal person?
I inherited Nappy. That's his name as well, by the way.
Nappy.
Short for Napoleon. So when I met Catherine, Nappy was already with Catherine. Anyway, so he's a little white, fluffy thing, right? So great with the kids, and he's a good dog. But I'll tell you what, I have had some issues with him recently because he sleeps indoors, right?
Yes.
So, and we've got some possum problems at the moment. These ringtail possums are everywhere in the... Anyway, so he just, whenever he spots them during the night, he just barks up a storm. And then that gets us going. Then he's got to go out. So often he's got to go do a toilet break during the night. So that's, you know, 2 a.m. we've got to get up. He's scratching at the door. He thinks he's a Rottweiler as well. So, you know, only when he's on the leash, you know, he's really tough when he's on the leash.
A bit like holding a guy back in a fight.
Yeah,
he's like, let me go. And then you let him go. No, hold me.
That's right. Like you on the footy field, you're like,
mates
are holding. Anyway, so we take him out at least twice a day, Bern. You know, we take him out in the morning, has a run around for half an hour. Then we pick Sam up from school, and we take Nappy along as well. He can have a little play around. And then, you know, Sam plays with his mates after school for at least half an hour, right? So plenty of time for Nappy to do whatever he wants, you know, if he needs to relieve himself or whatever. We've got bags. We'll pick it all up. Anyway, so he's all happy, we thought. Anyway, a two-minute trip back from school to my place.
Yes.
He's decided to have a
crap in the
back of the car.
No.
So he's had an hour to do whatever he wants, and he's decided to do it in the car in a two-minute drive on the way home. So I'm completely off him.
I think this is a reflection on his mother, on how he's brought up.
No, that's
just
what
doesn't
I always
happen.
Say, clearly not trained
enough. Well, there's some issues. You need to have a word with Catherine, I think. But speaking of issues, I think I've got an issue with myself. Mm-hmm. I've been doing a few silly things on Bounce, and we're going to put up a video on the Triple M Instagram of what I had to go through last night on the Bounce. And it is very funny. And Harvey does a little bit of acting on there. And,
yes.
Very funny. So get onto the Instagram and Triple M Instagram and have a look at that, because you will definitely have a laugh. And I've got a few issues with possums too, Blue.
Ooh, okay.
Harvey eats possum shit in the backyard.
That's not good for him.
They drop them everywhere, and it's like it's like almost Easter, walking around collecting eggs and just putting them down his throat.
That's not good, mate. You can't let him eat those.
CMI Toyota, now offering a seven-day money-back guarantee on all pre-owned vehicles. And they're offering you a jars-free Dead Set Legends this morning. We've got Bernie Vince and Greg Blewett on 104.7 Triple M.
Now, another NRL game last night. The Melbourne Storm took on the Rabbitohs, and they played another game on the Thursday as well. So they're into round two since they've been back.
Yep.
So it always feels like they've sort of been, could you say, one step ahead of the AFL. They've been a little bit more aggressive, Bern. But also, news coming out too is that they're seriously thinking about opening it up to crowds again maybe for the next round, but they're going to do it with their corporate boxes first, Bern, which is, it's great that they're getting crowds back, but is it fair that they're going to open it up to the corporates and sort of adhere to the, you know, the social distancing rules with so many people allowed in each corporate box? But should it be the corporates or should it be the people who pay for their memberships for the NRL?
Yeah, well, corporates are important because generally they're your sponsors and that for the footy club, but supporters and members should be going back first, Blue. Mm. If anyone's going to be going to these sporting events, it has to be the paid-up, passionate members. And yes, they'll have to sit apart, four or five seats, whatever it is, but they have to get priority over corporates, I feel. And I tell you what, when they start to hear this news filter out, supporters, members, they will be filthy, Blue, that the corporates are going to be sitting up there in their heated boxes, having sipping on lattes and cocktails, and they are not allowed in the venue. So I think they'll be filthy.
Yep. Well, we'll be following that next week to see if it happens. Of course, GWS were trying to get that through the AFL as well. So, but that got knocked back, and AFL chief Gil McLachlan was asked as well recently about crowds coming back to the AFL.
I'm more optimistic than I was. I think there's certainly a chance in some form. Yeah, but probably post those four weeks. We'll talk with governments and others. I mean, I still haven't ruled out. I love the thought of a full grand final. I think you've got to be ready and you've got to dream, but we've got to do it in the way that works in with where our governments are in our communities.
There you go, Burns. So just a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel, of course. You know, probably a month or so ago, we're just not even really discussing crowds back at AFL. But now there really does seem like it will happen at some stage during our season. And he's talking about even, he's saying he's dreaming, but maybe even a full house at the MCG at the end of October.
Yeah, I feel like the AFL have always been very conservative in this area, and I think they've probably made the better decisions going on. Hindsight, we would have started a touch earlier, but I think he had to sort of come out and be a bit bold and sort of show at least that he hasn't ruled out a full grand final, because Peter Vlandy's over at the head of the rugby league. He has been bold and, you know, he's been talked up. So the AFL don't like it when the NRL was sort of just edging in front of him in terms of the, you know, who's got the bigger muscles type thing. So he had to come out and say something. And if we keep going on the trend we're going, I can't see why we can't have, well, at least majority at the MCG come grand final day.
Jars is away, but Burns taking over the mail segment. Burns' mail is coming up next. Involves a local AFL player potentially being on the move. We've got Jay Clark coming up soon as well. Dead Set Legends with Bernie and Bluey on Triple M. Dead Set Legends reporting for duty this morning are Greg Blewett and Bernie Vince on 104.7 Triple M.
You've got mail.
Now, Burn, you've been spruking all morning that you've
got mail.
Ooh, just the double.
Keep that paying. Is all there the way any more? If you want.
What have you got for us, Burn?
Well, just a bit of mail on. It's actually about Brad Crouch and the way that he tried to leave the Adelaide Footy Club last year. So it's come out. Sam McClure has reported that initially, obviously, Brad asked for a 6-year deal up around the $1 million mark.
Mm.
And
each year?
It was each year, yes. Yep. And reportedly, he was so desperate to get out. This is the worrying thing for me. It's more about the Adelaide Footy Club. So he was reportedly so desperate to get out of Adelaide that in the final days, he went back to the Gold Coast Football Club, tail between the legs type stuff, and dropped his price significantly. And we're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars over those 5 or 6 years just to get the deal done, Blue. Mm. So this posts the question to me, is there something wrong at Adelaide? And I know it's easy to say that after what's happened over the past month or so, but there's been little things pop up, you know, throughout probably the last few years that just keep bobbing their heads, and it always seems to be the Adelaide Footy Club, and players don't seem overly happy there, do they?
No, well, I was talking to you about this before we came on air, and there has been a list of players, haven't they, like higher-profile players that have always wanted to go back to Melbourne or move clubs. Mm. And I would have thought at the end of last season with what happened with, you know, the coach going, other people were moved on, that it was a real chance to hit the reset button and go, right, okay, we, you know, fresh air, let's go next season. Because that's what happens, isn't it? You get a new coach and everything changes. And but, yeah, there were so many people that were keen to leave. There really
Do you know what that proves to me, Blue, after your comments? That it's not about the coach. It's not about Brett Burton moving on. It's about the whole football club, I feel. Are you getting the same sort of signal?
Well, Andrew McLeod came out during the week, didn't he? And he was headed to the top. He was saying, he really said that it comes from the top down. So, yeah, I don't know. Well, mate, your best mate has been at the club for a long time. So,
he sticks up for the club through anything. and never mentions anything about how other players feel. But, I mean, if where there's smoke, there's fire, Blue, and there's a lot of smoke happening at the Adelaide Footy Club, and it's just a bit disappointing at the moment. So hopefully there's some good news around the corner. Some other news. The Amateur League set to announce the kickoff on the 4th of July. So that will go ahead, Blue.
Yep.
Crowds next week. Crowds to be announced that they will be allowed to go to the SANFL.
Yes.
After round one, though, because round one's going to be at the Adelaide Oval.
Right.
So they're going to do the double headers at the Adelaide Oval. So no crowds will be there. But coming round two, led to believe that they will be allowed to have up to 500 people at a game, which will make it a lot better in terms of, you know, for revenue. So the bars and all that. And obviously all the rules, the distancing will apply, but that will apply to both the Amateur League and the SANFL. So that's very good news for our local footy and clubs too, because they were going to lose a lot of money coming back and not having any revenue on game day coming in. So that's my mail, boy.
All right. So 500 people, just before you go on that, 500 people at the Amateur League games. I'm interested to know how they're going to police that.
Well, there'll be people there trying to, enforcing these rules. And I'm thinking 500 at the SANFL, why are we restricting it 500?
We've spoken
about it the march today. 500, why not be 1500? If you're going to have 500 in there, they only get 1500 to some games. I think we need to start rewarding this state for the behaviours we've shown, which has been very good.
All right. Nice work, Burn.
By the way, if you're going to the march today, the anti-racism rally, give us a call if you're going in there. We'd love to know, you know, what's happening, how many people are going into Victoria Square. Call us anytime you like with Dead Set Legends on 133353 or the text line 0488851047. Dead Set Legends for CMI Toyota.
Dead Set Legends, Bernie, Bluey and Jars present AFL Newsbreaker.
What up, JC?
Jay Clark.
Yeah, he joins us on Dead Set Legends every Saturday. Jay-Z, thanks for your time. Good news straight off the bat, no Jars, so you don't have to put up with him.
Yeah, well, what's happened? They've gone to they've got the real A team.
Yeah, they have.
They've had enough of his long quizzes, and they've thought, no, we need the two. So you've been carrying him for such a long time that you've just done away with him.
Nah, he was a frazzled mess, and he needed a break, mate. So hopefully he is recuperating now. Jay-Z, of course, the SANFL starts towards the end of June. Now, what's happening over there in Victoria?
It's a real advantage, I think, for the South Australian clubs, clearly, because over here the Victorian teams are in a bit of a pickle, to be honest. So there's no VFL at the moment, and real uncertainty as to when that will actually start up again. So at the moment, the Victorian clubs, Melbourne clubs, can organise scratch matches against other teams. But as we understand it at the moment, and the clubs are still getting all the clarifications on this, they can't use umpires. They're not allowed to broadcast the games on their websites. They can't be an official sanctioned practice match. So they're sort of being hastily organised. In fact, none are locked in at the moment. But where the real concern is at the moment is the mental well-being of the players who aren't getting picked in the AFL team. So basically the leftovers, and Craig Bellamy, the Melbourne Storm coach, touched on this last night. He said, we need to get these guys playing in regular games, because at the moment, all they're doing is training, dedicating themselves, making the sacrifices and not getting the lick of the ice cream on the weekend. So there's a real focus on their mental well-being at the moment. But if you've only got 10 fit leftovers, how can you even have a practice game? How can you have a half oval size practice match against the other team? So it's difficult. Burn, how would you find that? If you were doing all the work throughout the week but weren't even gonna get to play for months on end, how challenging would you find that?
Well, the motivation levels vary, don't they? Well, you lose motivation a little bit if you're just training and not playing, and tough sessions on the weekend are the ones that are gonna be, or the, you know, they try and do a match sim on the weekend. That That would get to me in the end. But moving on, Tim Kelly had a bit of an ankle scare.
Yeah, so he's twisted his ankle in a West Coast match simulation session last night. He limped off, took his boot off. Now, at the moment, West Coast is saying he'll be totally fine for the next match. They're flying to the Gold Coast, of course, on Monday. So not an ideal preparation. They're saying it's not bad at this stage, that he will be able to play, of course, in a week's time. But not ideal. A bit of a hiccup late in the preparation, but certainly West Coast saying it's nothing serious at this stage. We're all keen to see how he goes in the West Coast Eagles jumper.
Yeah, we certainly are. Now, Eddie's blown up over this Prison Bar Guernsey saga. What's the latest there, please?
Well, he's got to pull his head in a bit, Ed. I mean, he's my boss, so you've got to be a little bit careful here at Triple M. But why does he care that Port Adelaide want to wear the Prison Bars against in the showdown against Adelaide? I don't know what the temperature is over there in South Australia, but I get a gut feeling that sort of the Melbourne consensus is, well, let the power do what they want. Like, It's one game or a couple of games which Collingwood aren't playing in. Is that the feel over there?
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. We've been discussing it throughout the week. And, we just feel like it's you know, one game a year or two games max. So, yeah, between two Adelaide sides.
He's taking Koshy to court, honestly.
He's trying to fight everyone, Eddie.
He needs to calm down, Eddie. He needs to do one of Luke Darcy's meditation courses. That's what he needs
bender.
To do. Just relax a little bit.
Get him off the barley for that. What about the big game, of course, Collingwood of Richmond, June 11, Thursday? What about, you got some news on the Pies selection?
Yeah, look, there could be an upset brewing here for the reopener for round two. Collingwood have had a couple of match simulation sessions, three in fact, and they've been sharp. From what we can gather, Geordie Degoe in great form. But the issue is that Mason Cox is having some knee soreness. It's not coming along as quickly as they would like. So they may turn to Darcy Cameron, the new recruit from Sydney, to play key forward. Mychek, of course, will be around there as well. Jaden Stevenson can come into the side for round two. But Mason Cox, the man who carved up Richmond, remember, in that preliminary final burn a couple of years ago. Yeah. He's looking like an out at this stage. It doesn't look like he'll come up. He has to have a big week on the track to get in. So Collingwood, I think they could be without Mason Cox for that massive game on that Thursday night. Absolutely can't wait for it, boys.
All right, awesome. Jay-Z, we'll let you go, mate. Thanks as always.
Take it easy, boys.
There you go, Jay-Z for Triple M Dead Set Legends.
Dead Set Legends at Triple M for CMI Toyota. It's a burn fest over the next 20 minutes. On the way, do not miss Bernie's Beef coming up soon with your Dead Set Legends. Greg Blewett and Bernie Vince this morning on Triple M.
Presenting now, thanks to Tico Vale Stansbury, that's right, it's the Australian Coin Flip League with Bernie Vince. Cha-cha-cha.
A big round this round, Murph and Blue, because this is the last round before the footy starts, but we're going to continue this all the way through and just see how close the coin flip results are to the actual results. Right. And remembering that the teams that play on the weekend will take their percentage, but it'll be my results with the coin flip. Are you still with me, Blue?
I'm with you.
Good boy. Right. Kicking off the weekend, which would have been round 12, is Sydney versus Fremantle. Fremantle make it three wins in a row and cement a spot inside the top eight. So well done to Frio. Mm-hmm. Next one, Gold Coast versus Hawthorn. Now, Hawthorn been struggling a little bit in this, but they have bounced back against the Gold Coast and won their third game in a row, Blue. So they're marching up the order, and Gold Coast are coming off five wins in a row. So they're on fire. Pity they can't do that in the real thing, but I don't want to whack them too hard. Now, Carlton, who are wooden spooners at the moment.
Surely not.
Play GWS, who are second. You would just think this is just turn up for GWS, get the 4 points and head back to Blacktown. And they do. They make it four in a row. And how Carlton keep on losing? They're 2-10. 2-10 with a coin flip.
They'll be better than that.
They should get better. Anyway, rolling along. Richmond play North Melbourne, who are sitting third. North Melbourne beat Richmond, which is a bit of an upset. We move along to the Queen's birthday game. So the big Queen's birthday game. Melbourne play Collingwood, who Collingwood are sitting top, two games clear. But Melbourne knock them off.
Yeah.
Melbourne, my boys.
Go the D's.
Good on you, boys.
Go the D's.
They did it for the big freeze. And Neil Danaher was very proud of the mob. He went down there during the week and had a chat to him. Probably the reason why they got over the line. Anyway, Brisbane, they beat Essendon. St Kilda beat West Coast. But now on to the South Australian teams.
Here we go.
Now, boy, I haven't been proud of their
results this year. Because we've got Adelaide sitting at 17th, Port Adelaide 15th, Adelaide v. the Western Bulldogs. Bulldogs have beaten them.
Again.
The Bulldogs have beaten them.
Crow's gone down again.
I'll tell you what, Adelaide are now 3-9. Oh, luckily, Carlton keep losing because there's a bit of a gap in between 17 and 18. But I'll tell you what, Matty Nix, the star players are just not performing for him. and it's honestly, get into them. Port Adelaide, V Geelong. After Kenny Hinkley was nearly sacked 2 weeks ago, they make it 2 wins in a row and have bounced back. And Koshy's very, very happy and speaking to Eddie Maguire.
Dead Set Legends on Triple M. Bernie Vince, Greg Blewett this morning for CMI Toyota, now offering a 7-day money-back guarantee on all pre-owned vehicles.
All right, Bern, looking forward to it, mate. Burns Beef, who have you got in your sights, my friend? Andrew McLeod, anyone else?
No, you might not be looking forward to it after this one, Jar. As the family knows, we got a new text line yesterday, and we used it for the first time last night, and somehow you've appointed yourself as captain of the iPad.
Yes!
Which might have been a bad decision on your behalf.
Well, we've got something that Triple M have started this morning with Rupert and Ditz. Triple M's text line.
Yeah, how does that work?
If you've got something to say on air, now you can text us. Is that how we're working it?
You're just reading it off the screen.
No, I'm not. I've got to get it right. So you know instead of phoning us, you can text us.
Well, as well as phoning us. Yeah, you can text us. So 0488851047. Punch that into your phone, and Jars has got the iPad in front of him.
Yeah,
there's the first problem.
What?
There's the first problem.
It's
you're
not,
in control
but we want
of the
some
iPad.
Honest feedback, you know, and you can text us anything you want.
Oh,
this is great, Bern.
What's happening?
No, this is what they're doing. The family can text us any time while we're on the show, and we'll just read them out. All right.
Well, this could get real loose.
This is all good. Can I reply to some of these messages?
You can, yeah, but don't.
Yeah, don't. You shouldn't.
Hang on.
Anyway, Boxy had some advice for you. It was confusing.
Just adds the confusion. That's Boxy from Para Hills. Now, Boxy, don't get confused, lovey.
This is about where I lost you in the show in the first 10 minutes.
Oh, no.
But how could Boxy not be confused?
Put it into your mobile phone. Now, just to prove how simple it is, you got your mobile phone there.
Yeah, I got it.
Right, so why don't you put that number into your phone? Do you know how to make contact?
He wouldn't know.
Yeah, I do. No, here we go. Well, all right. So, 004.
How long we got it? You know we're on air.
No, I've got. Yeah, no, it's not.
Oh, God. Stop. I can hear you changing gears.
No, this is good. Bit rude, Stuart Port Norlunga. Oh, someone's whacked you, Shawnee. Oh, dear. Surprisingly, Sean Murphy's still DJ, not head of the advertiser, the Scrooge Bob firm from Bridge.
We don't know whether that was the text message fault or the bloke reading its fault.
The text message. Burn, the Carlton Football Club, a new initiative for 2020 season for 3 games. Randomly selected names from 67,000 members will appear above the numbers of the 22 selected players if selected members get through. What are you laughing for?
I think he got there in the end, didn't he?
I got there. Yeah, but I think it's a great idea.
I don't understand.
Members' names on the back of their jumper.
So there's going to be 67,000 names on there.
For 3 games in 2020.
What I can take
that's
what
a 1 in 67,000 chance to get on the jumper.
Yeah, so there's not many. But yeah, there's going to be a few. How big's the name? Is it going to be like a big name across the top of the numbers?
I'm asking you the question.
Yeah. Did you say you'd never been sacked?
Never. Oh, no. Crows I did. And North Adelaide.
Triple M.
So how do I get whacked
Keep
for that?
This up, mate, and it might be 3 times. Now, day in, day out, I'm used to carrying this show a lot when your mind wanders.
Yeah.
But I've got to draw a line in the sand somewhere, Jars. And as you know, Jay Clark comes on every Monday, and he's the actual one that commissioned me to do this beef. What up,
JC? Jay Clark. Oh, he's one of our favourites. Reports every 2 hour on Mondays.
How are you going?
No, because I'm just excited about our
Don't
new toy.
Text and drive, mate. You're texting and you're not concentrating. Put it down and let's move on.
G'day, Jay. Welcome. Let's straighten up here.
And you afford it, you have to be going 100% anyway, don't you? It's not like the players can go, oh, I'm just going to take it easy in this first game back. They'll be going helter-skelter, won't they?
Mm. Good stuff. Is that quick?
Cutting him off, eh? You got another question.
Oh, sorry, Jay. The fixture, what does it look like after round five? Will the Adelaide Crows and Port Adelaide get some games at Adelaide Oval?
You know what he... Can I just interrupt?
Texting again.
He's reading the text messages. Jay,
Jay, I'm listening to you. Just honestly. Jay's the most important thing. Now, Jay, the fixture. Send a text, Jay.
He's gone.
He hung up on you.
Did he hang up on me?
If you're not going to listen,
no, but I was
people are just going to hang up. No, you've had the bloody iPad and you've been texting and reading and you're not concentrating.
You haven't been yourself. I'm going to ring
Put it
back.
Down apologies. And let's move on. You're ringing him.
I apologise.
Stop it. You got what you deserve, my friend. Now, a couple of weeks ago, iBeef ruined Dits about impersonating Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
Now you're impersonating Ron Burgundy. Oh.
You stay classy, San Diego. I'm Ron Burgundy.
Damn it! Who typed a question mark on the teleprompter? For the last time, anything you put on that prompter, Burgundy will read.
That's what I'm worried about here. Have you checked out? I want to know, have you checked out? Because you're going on holidays Wednesday.
Yes,
are you still
I do.
With me? Are you here?
I won't be coming back.
Well, what am I meant to do when you're on holiday? Work by myself?
Yes.
Well, who's... Isn't someone joining
no,
you?
No, blew it.
Oh, no way!
Yeah.
Not blew it! Blew it can get... No. I'm not working with him! No, I'm going on holiday too. He can get...
You got to stay on here, you idiot.
I'm out.
Son of a runner. I'm Burgundy. I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, Adelaide.
That was recorded at 5:45 on Tuesday afternoon. It's been a jazz-free Dead Set Legends this morning. Andrew Jarman taking a break for a week. You got Bernie Vince and Greg Blewett this morning for CMI Toyota, now offering a seven-day money-back guarantee on all pre-owned vehicles at Triple M.
Yeah, well, it has been Jars free, but we need to touch on Jars a little bit because he gave you a little bit of advice for this week, Blue.
Now, Bluey, as the CIC of the Rush Hour and the Dead Set Legends, here's some of the rules. You've got to come up with some content that's going to make the family giggle and feel good about themselves. You've also got to absolutely engage with Burn. Be with Burn. It's not about you because as a cricketer, you're a very selfish young man. So bring something to the table, all right? And... do not sit on the fence, all right? Because we know you're a fence sitter. You don't want to upset anyone. So here, it's about having an opinion. Are you listening? You listening to me? Exactly right. So fire some shots and make sure the family get up and about. Don't talk too much cricket because it's footy season. And I'm listening. I'm going to be lurking around. And you've got to remember, Blue, you've got to remember, this is a team. It's not about you. So get here on time for your meetings. Bring some content. Make sure your notepad's full. Bring coffee. Make sure you look after the staff because this ain't about you. And do not go in my car park. If I find out you're in my car park, I'll let your bloody tyres down.
So I thought what I'd do is just write down a few of his points and see if you pass today, Blue, because you're on probation. I'm seeing if you may become permanent.
I'm on probation.
Well, that's what Jazz said.
Right, I'm
only going off what he said.
Right.
Content that makes us giggle. Tick or cross?
Well, am I ticking or crossing? What am I doing?
It's a question mark. Engage with me. Did you engage with me? I feel like
we're
did.
We're always
you
engaged.
You made contact. Yes,
we're
you did.
Engaged.
I'm giving you a big tick there, actually. You rang me on the way to the show, too. Actually, you're getting quite annoying. You're going a bit too far. Pull back a bit. Did you sit on the fence and not have an opinion? Ooh, that's a question mark. Sat on the fence slightly, I felt.
Well, I don't like making things up like Jars. I stick with the facts.
No, you got this an opinion show. You need to have an opinion. Whether you just make it up, lie, create something that's not even there. You've just got to have something, okay?
Correct.
That's taken straight out of the Jars book.
Mm.
Right. No cricket. What do we have? We didn't have any cricket.
No.
Hang on.
Well, last night.
Last night there was slats.
Last night we did.
Yeah, today's a new day. I'm giving that a tick.
That
no
was the
cricket.
Best interview. Like, slats last night. That
was
the best
good.
Interview you've had for about a month.
Yeah,
on the Rush Hour.
That was, hang on. That was very good interview. But on this show, Blue, we don't look back. We look forward.
Right. Gotcha.
Stop looking back.
Gotcha.
You get caught up in your past and you end up like you. Right. Were you here on time?
Always on time.
Because that's how he said it. Always. Are you here on time?
Oh, always on time.
Yeah, you were tick. Big tick there. You were very good. You're in early, actually.
Yep.
The car park. Now, this is a bit of a, this is an issue because you'd think if someone's going on holiday, they may just hand you their pass over so you can park close, walk in, make sure you're on time, everything's just smooth.
Yep.
Did you park in his park and has he given you his pass?
I didn't park in his park today. I have the previous two nights, but I know I parked down on the street today because Knobhead didn't leave me his pass. Like how he talks about being selfish. Just leave a pass so I don't have to pay friggin' $30 a night.
Oh, so it's a money thing now. He did say you've been a bit of a tight ass. It's about paying you $250.
He
is it?
He mentioned coffee.
He
shout
did.
Out everyone a coffee.
Did
well,
you
I've
do
done that?
That
a few times.
Yeah.
Whereas he's done that zero times. Zero. So that just.
I felt like early on, especially, he mentioned a lot of things that he doesn't do, which he expects you to do.
Yes,
and one of those
right.
was coffees. But, well, we might have to check in with Jars next week. We'll just give it a bit of information about how he thinks Blue's going. What do you think, Murph?
Yeah, absolutely. He's we've still got some highlights or lowlights from him.
Well, that's the other thing. I don't completely annihilate our great English language. Just have a listen to this bloke.
Good, brother. What do you do for a job?
I'm a spare parts interpreter.
All right, mate. Oh.
Interpreter.
Interpreter.
Yeah.
Can you interpretate me sometimes?
And he called him Bruddy. He couldn't even get Buddy right.
He couldn't. Putting too many R's in everything. Bruddy, interpretate it.
Oh, dear. Mate. Now, also, Burn, we've had some text messages. So we had one last night just giving us a little bit of feedback about, of course, the rush hour.
Yes,
now,
that's a good one.
I'm not going to go too far into it because it's
brutal.
It's a little bit brutal towards Jars, but
maybe don't mention last names then, because he tracks them down and texts back and finds out where they live and all that.
But he did mention an absolute pleasure. It has been listening to the Rush Hour tonight. Polished, professional, and interesting.
Oh,
so
as opposed to
well, it does go into Jars's performance a little bit, but we won't mention that. Now we've had also a text message that's come through about Dead Set Legends this morning. One of the best Dead Set Legends ever. It's a well-oiled machine without the buffoon.
This
cheers,
is just
Phil.
A Jars way.
So there's some interesting feedback that old Pasty might want to look into there. But we hope Jars is having a good break and a good long weekend as we do with everyone. So be nice and safe. Have a great weekend and we'll see you next week.
Yeah, refresh, buddy. Refresh. You need it.
Thank you, legends. Our Dead Set Legends this morning, Greg Blewett and Bernie Vince for CMI Toyota, now offering a 7-day money-back guarantee on all pre-owned vehicles.
Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Saturday mornings from 9 for CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer and the home of 1-hour express while you wait servicing.